Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, good evening, and hello to all of you folks across the country and around the world. My name is Dr. Brown, better known to some of you folks as Showtime, and I've been called a lot worse. My feathers just so long as I can be alive so that somebody can call me something and I'll get better. Today is a very, very special day. It's a month of our nation's independence. Our founding fathers, 13 British colonists on the east coast of North America, issued a declaration of independence in 1776, a long time ago. And I'm going to connect something before I move on. Last week, we did a show about betrayal, lying, deceit. It was very powerful. Our co-host from halfway around the world and our Reverend Dr. Margaret Aranda has been really, really instrumental in fueling this along. So it's ironic that today's show, as I talk about pendants, or lack thereof, there's a tremendous amount of responsibility that goes along with that. And many of you have been following me on BB, which is a social network. I did an article, and that article actually talked about the responsibility. There was a young man who got life sentence, but still in a coat. The coat costs $159. While another young man who deceived and obstructed justice, and he was the world leader, got, what did they call that? Impeached. What is that? Give me a break. Or another young lady who got pulled over by the police, and she wouldn't put out her cigarette, so naturally they arrested her. But she wound up dead in less than 24 hours. Something's wrong with that picture. While this other young lady, who just recently, the FBI came back with a proclamation. What she did, she's the Secretary of State. She had information moved over to another one of her servers, if you guys know about that technological stuff. And after spending hundreds of thousands of dollars and man hours, they said, well, nah, just let her go. She didn't do nothing intentionally. While there was another young man who had shared the information with another employee that he was engaged to about something that he had observed a little while back and was kind of concerned about it. But because he shared it with her, he lost his job immediately. You know, and the biggest one, before I talk about our responsibilities and bring in our special guest today, which is there's a young man. His family was responsible for 2,996 lives being lost all on one day. And over 6,000 people injured. And I saw a picture not too long ago of he and his family smiling. Allegedly, he knew it was going to happen. I do say allegedly. You know why? Because he was never brought to an inquiry of justice. And that ticks me off. That double standard, when it would seem to me that if you exercise these so-called laws and rules of the land, that we pay attention. And the last piece, there was a country that through our propaganda said that this young man was so terrible that he had weapons of mass destruction. Our country, who self-appointedly became the police of the world, did a flyby. In our neighborhoods, we call it drive-bys, but when we're talking on a larger scale, it's a fly-by. They flew by this man's country, bombed and bombed and bombed so many people, they called it targeted areas, but there's something called collateral damage. We don't know how many people were killed. They never found any weapons of mass destruction. When you make that big of a, we'll call it a mistake, error in judgment, whatever, people do not deserve to die. Well, independence. I'm joined here by our special guest. It looks like, well, let's just find out who's on the air. Let's see if we can get you in there. There you go. Hi, and how are you today?
Hi, Dr. Margaret Arinda. Doing great, thank you.
Wonderful.
Hi.
All right. My main man. It's good to be talking to both of you folks. Well, I did a long intro today, and I don't know if you guys got a chance to hear it, but I'm kind of sizzling right now because we have people who are not taking responsibility and who appointed us to be the police of the world. You know, man makes borders, but God doesn't. And we are all human beings. And that enlightenment has been brought to my attention because of the two of you people. So let's just jump in with the first part that we have to do, and then we'll go into that. We want to give a shout out to somebody who has done something so great, has exercised their independence, their human rights, and just give them their props or their kudos. And I'll go last because I got one I want to share. But if you folk can think of anybody who is deserving of you sharing their name and what they've done through your voice across this beautiful world that we have, please do so. Who would like to go first?
Margaret, you get
it. Okay. Well, you know, I've been on social media for about 10 years since my car accident, and I have a lot of followers. And out of all the followers that I have, really, there's a small handful that stick with me by my side, no matter what's going on, thick and thin, controversy, accusations, mockery,
wow.
You know, and the good times, too. And I would have to say one is Randy Smith, one is obviously Salim Yenichian, one is Dale Masters, and I'm getting to know some people on BB, like you mentioned. Randy Kehoe has been awesome in talking about veterans and really not forgetting about the troops and our warriors and the innocent, the tragedies, the collateral damage that we need to remember every single day, not just on a federal holiday when everybody's barbecuing in their backyards while the homeless people are laying there asking for crumbs. We need to remember these people every day, not just on a holiday.
Wow.
And we are talking about the price of independence today. I've been thinking the entire day, the independence, the notion of independence, the freedom and the price. And, you know, I think I have a very good story to tell you. It's not a story, actually. It's a real thing. Happened like 100 years ago in Turkey, in Ottoman Empire, actually. And I believe this story shows a lot of things about notion of independence. It was the last days of Ottoman Empire, but the Ottoman Emperor didn't know it. Because they were very comfortable and were overly confident with their strength. But someday in Gallipoli, the soldiers woke up to see all these united French and English warships in the strait. And they were going to Istanbul, Constantinople, the capital city of the country. Well, of course, they began to fight, but another heroic part in this story is the Anzacs, because Anzacs were brought to Gallipoli from the other side of the planet by English to fight against Turkish, because they were told Turkish people were monsters. They did their best for the crown. And you know what happened? In the end, I don't want to make it a long story, but it's really a legend. It's really a saga on its own. In the end, 120,000 people died in both sides.
Wow.
And if I'm not wrong, it was 90,000 people on Turkish side. And this is one anecdote from that war. One time, the English took one of the most important hills in this, of the coast, and nobody in the palace, even the emperor, they didn't know about it. What's going on? They were just having, you know, balls, and they were having entertainment. Atatürk looked at the hill, and he said, "We need to get that hill, or we are done." And he didn't have a lot of men. They didn't have ammo. And he said, "You don't have ammo, then you will use your bayonets. Use your bayonets and attack. And I'm giving you my official order. I'm not commanding you to fight for your country today. I'm commanding you to die for your country. All of you. Every single of you. Because when all of you are died, the reinforcements will arrive. And we will take the hill. And we will save the country." It happened. And it was the beginning of our war of independence, actually. Not officially, but it uprooted from there. And when the Turkish Republic was found, it's a very interesting story between the enemies who turned out to be friends. I'm sure there are a lot of people who know and that still come here every year to visit the memorial site. And it was sort of fourth year of the Republic, and Atatürk made a speech to all these mothers in Australia, to Anzac mothers, and he said, "Dry your tears, because your children died in our soil, and now they are sleeping with their brothers. So they are also our own sons now. Don't worry, they are peaceful." And the price of independence, well, this is that heavy. But also, thinking about it, on Anzac side, information, knowledge, culture, you know, education, they didn't know that English lied to them, English used them, they didn't know it. And they came to realize, actually, Turkish people are quite kind. And another anecdote from the war, one of the guys asked to his commander, "What do they believe? What do they worship? Satan or whatever?" "No, no, man. They worship the same God. Just the religion is different."
Wow. That was so powerful. You still owe us one thing, though. I thank you for sharing that. But who is the one person that you would like to say that they deserve a recognition? Because, you know, my thing is, why wait till people die before we acknowledge them? So who can you say has been a role model and a pillar? And I know it's really tough, like Doc said, to pick out one person, but this is a chain, a start. Any story?
Well, I had some role models for my entire life, but I think the greatest ones are, of course, Mustafa Kemal Atatürk, and from Iran history. And also as an artist, I can say it's Barış Manço, a very famous rock singer from Turkey. He's among that now. And alive, well, it's a difficult question because when it comes to independence, I believe the responsibility is individual, you know. So, as for me, I'm a warrior. And
when I
think about nationwide, our soldiers, but real warrior soldiers, in every country, because you should know one thing about warriors. Warriorhood and being soldiers, they are different things. And once, let's say, a soldier is also a warrior, they can change your lives. They can provide everything this world deserves, this world needs. So I want to recognize all these people who know the real fighting with no cheating, okay?
Wow. You know, I would expect nothing less from you to be able to take our soldiers, because as we know, whether you are forced or not, but if you have to be in a position where you have to pick up a bayonet or any type of weapon and be able to defend your rights, your country, your family, that takes a lot of courage. A lot of people can't
Absolutely.
Do that. So I do salute that, and I definitely will accept that for all of the soldiers. Quick part of that story, you know, even the medium that we are using to broadcast on was actually invented or used originally for soldiers who were moved from one part of the world to another, and they really wanted to communicate with their families. And the snail mail, we call them letters, by the time it got to someone, it was old news and it was not accurate. The guy had, gal had moved on to another place, so they invented this thing called internet radio. It wasn't radio at the time, but it was a form of communication. So now we use it as radio, and I'm just really glad that you did that. Quick special announcement. We have been looking at starting our own station rather than using the Blog Talk system, because what we've noticed is this few 30 minutes that we have together goes too quickly. So in the next couple of weeks, we will have our own radio station that we can broadcast 24/7. And then what we're going to probably do is see if we can ask Celine to maybe take a look at maybe hosting for a hour or 30 minutes or whatever he wants to do to share his music and some of the great and dedicated artists. But folks, if he does do that, be prepared. He's going to share some real stuff with you, so fasten your seat. But I haven't asked him yet, so that's between me and the listeners. Celine doesn't know that,
well,
okay?
Only the thing I can say, Dr. Allen, you're just spoiling me. Thank you.
Well, yes, and we want to spoil our audience as well. One of the other ones that goes to the surprise will be my person that I want to salute. I did write it on a blog, and it had been posted for several days, but this lady has been so busy, I think she didn't notice it, because I'm seeing her efforts of social media all over the planet. If there's a rock, she's got them up under it and turned it over to expose and share. I'm like, wow. But I remember the first time I really started paying attention to her, and she reminded me of another young lady. Her name was Joan of Arc. Joan of Arc, if you don't know, was driven by the Spirit of God to help liberate a nation. Maybe people don't understand the depth of what that really is, because there's a thing called status quo, and I know Celine knows that. There's a certain way things are done. And if you go against the grain, you are going to become the enemy of the state or the country. And what Joan of Arc decided to do was forget man's laws, and she decided to go with God's laws. So
yeah.
She gave up her life, liberty, and in the pursuit of happiness. So I'm giving a shout out to Margaret Aranda, Doctor and Reverend. The challenges that she has been faced with when you wake up one day and you realize, I'm not going to be able to walk today. No, let me go a little bit deeper, because some of y'all are not listening to me. I'm not going to be able to walk tomorrow. Pursue her education, just like Salim had said, the importance of that, to be able to articulate your thought and your spirit so that people can understand you. But it goes deeper than that.
because what she also did was become a crusader, and she believed in God when most times people will forsake God when they don't get their way, because most people just beg all the time, gimme, 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 gimme. She has decided to be a crusader and a warrior for the rights of people and guide people. I've seen cook shows, spiritual guidance shows. She's even jumped on our show, and Lord knows we're all over the place. But she sees the heart and the goodness of people when most of the time we ignore that. So I'm giving a shout out, and many of you folks need to go and find her on social media because she got a few links, and dig deeper. It may help you find yourself. So that is my shout out. Now, I'm hoping also that I'll be able to persuade her to take a show and devote it specifically for those who need spiritual guidance. But you know, she's on fire, so it's not going to always be right. We have a saying in our neighborhood, if it's not rough, it ain't right anyway. But it will be coming from the heart, okay? Now, let's move on.
Independence. That's awesome. Thank you. We're both so humbled. Thank you. And I saw your article, and it made me cry, and I couldn't respond. I was just overwhelmed. I was so overwhelmed. You're just amazing, and God has just brought us all together, and it's this big, beautiful circle, and it's just going to get bigger and better, and we're going to fight every odd that comes across our path and go for the higher ground, which is the clouds and the heavens above, because there's no storms up there. And if we keep our eyes on God, then nothing matters. Nothing else matters.
You sound a little bit like Miss Erica.
Exactly. I don't know about your dollar bill in your country. So, Salim, do you have a dollar bill on you today?
Dollar bill? No,
yes.
I don't.
Okay. Maybe depending on how I bring this up, it might shake your memory. In America, we have a dollar bill, and the main thing that our country was founded on was so-called the separation of church and state, meaning that the country would operate focusing on certain principles that they thought was right, and that people should have it should not be influenced by religion. Well, the hypocrisy that I see in that is that when we swear a president into an office, he swears on a Bible. Uh-oh, it connected again. But I'm going to go a little bit further because we take a look at the dollar bill that we have, and it says right there in clear ink, "In God we trust." That's hypocrisy.
Yeah.
So I don't know about everybody else's dollar bill, but the reason why I brought that up, this is for you, Doctor, and you'll be able to have enough time this time to really work at closing this out appropriately. How can we separate ourselves from God and then pretend that we are in line with God? I don't get that. So if, you know, I was so upset last night when I wrote my last article before the show that I'm sure a lot of people are not going to want to listen to me anymore, but that's their problem because some people don't want to face the truth. How can we separate church and state, or even should we, in any country or any part of the world? Doc, can you comment on that, please?
Absolutely. And I believe that if we have our hearts and our souls and our spirits set on spiritual matters and not on physical material possessions and the love of money, which is the root of all evil, that's a big ground that's going to even out humanity. And that if love could reign and everybody could help everybody, there would be no need for quote-unquote religion or quote-unquote government, because everybody would be living on a community where everybody helped one another. So the best thing that we can do on a daily basis is be true to ourselves, true to God, in my opinion, and to what his word says. We give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. We pay our taxes. We don't cheat on our taxes. We also give to the homeless, the poor, because undefiled religion, according to God the Father, is to help the suffering orphans and widows. And the other side of that coin, this is James 1:27, which almost no preacher has ever preached and which almost nobody knows. But it
Come
says
it.
That's
Let's
a definition of religion, to remain uncorrupted by the world. That includes all the possessions. You came into this world naked and you're leaving naked. Don't think that anything you have is yours. It's all from God.
If you allow me, I have something to say about this matter. Religion and faith, spiritualism, these are, as to me, these are different things. I can have no religion, but I can have a solid faith in God. I don't have to choose a religion. I don't need anybody to tell me how to go to God, because I wake up in the morning as the first thought in my mind, a God. And I go to bed, last thing I think is God. I feel him. I live through him. Mm-hmm. So I don't need any religion, first of all. And secondly, if we go back to this dollar bill thing, it's actually a subliminal message on the money. And it's a topic on its own. If you look at it, in God we trust, it says, and it's on the money. So when you look at it both, as a whole picture, actually the sentence, this statement says, this is the God we believe. So it's entirely some other thing. And I've been working on this topic like 20 years now. Like they say conspiracy theories, and I say the truth. It's not conspiracy. And it's not dream. It's not imaginative. So I think we should talk about this in another episode, you know?
It's a big topic.
I love it. That's right. This is why we're going to be going into our own station, to allow us the time to be able to dig deeper and to become not just, what do they call that, soundbite professionals. We're going to have to dig deeper to be able to really go into better understanding. And, you know, one of the things that I do, and Doc, I'm sure you're aware of it, when we do therapy sessions, we're supposed to set a forum so that our patient or client can actually heal themselves, because we bring up certain things or reiterate certain things that they've shared with us, and they get to expand on it. And before you know it, they're saying, oh, wow, thanks, I'm so much better. And the reality is they just figured themselves out.
Exactly.
And we just sat there and listened. They're announcing 90 seconds for us. So let me end this part with a prayer, and I'm looking forward to chatting with you guys soon. Please take it away, Doctor. Okay.
Well, thank you, God, for bringing us all together. Thank you for all the blessings we have. In the last week, we've had trials, tribulations, remembrances, PTSD, and also we've had each other. And let us strive to be there more for one another and less for ourselves. And let us strive to be that one dandelion that grows out of that crack in the cement. Because when you look around and there's hard rocks and you see a big, beautiful yellow dandelion or a rose growing from it, how did that do it? Well, you know, maybe there was a one in a million chance that rose or that flower would crack out of there. But you are that one in a million, because that rose is there and it's a one in a million. So if I can do it, if the rose can do it, I can do it. If I can do it, you can do it. And God is with us, and we do all things through him. And let us strive to be better.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, that concludes our show, and we actually
are cutting off before we get kicked off in 5, 4, 3, 2. You guys know the rest. God bless him. Thank you so much for being a part of our show.
God bless. God bless.